Welcome back to our channel.
Ooh, welcome back. Podmas Day 3.
Woohoo.
Did you miss us? Are you getting sick of us yet?
Better not be, because guess what? We're here all week.
Actually, we're here for half of the month.
We're here until Christmas, fuckers. Like,
get used to this face, voices, I mean. Well,
just never mind. I'm done being a bad bitch.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom.
We are here. Today is Friday. And on Fridays, we are going to do hot takes.
It's
hot take Friday.
Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Hot take, Rebecca Black is actually really talented.
I love her.
I do too.
I also think that she's really talented and that she kind of got duped.
I totally agree. I think she should be a massive star.
Yeah.
We do have some hot takes, though, on this Hot Take Friday, and I'm going to kick it off with one that's going to really pierce Sarah's heart. I think holiday drinks at Starbucks are overrated. And you want to know what? Not even just overrated. Overdone.
No.
Overdone.
You did not just go there.
Overdone.
I don't think they're done enough.
So every single Starbucks drink now is like iced sugar cookie vanilla bean oat milk. Like it's like Yum. It's like 10 words
it's
to
delicious.
Say your drink order.
So then don't go to Starbucks.
No one's forcing. I'm one to talk though because my favorite drink is the brown sugar oat shaken espresso.
Listen.
Oh wait, I forgot the word iced. Iced brown sugar. Oat shaken espresso.
It is a lot to remember, but no one is forcing this joy upon you. So
I just think I Starbucks to me is a treat. It is not something I consume on the reg.
Oh, well, that makes sense then.
And I feel like the drinks there, especially the holiday ones, like everyone goes berserk over like the holiday drinks. And to me, they're just too much. They're too sweet. Too much going on. I like a simple coffee.
I like simple coffee, too. But I also like my holiday drinks. I love a
$10
chestnut. I don't care.
For a coffee.
I'll give them
how often
my
do
whole
you get
bank account.
How often do you get Starbucks?
Once a week.
Was it only once?
Only once a week. Only on the weekends.
Oh, you're way better than I thought.
I used to get it every single day when I worked from home. But now that I don't work from home and Starbucks isn't accessible as it used to be, then I get it like once a week.
Okay. So I thought you got it way more than that. I don't know what I was thinking. You get it delivered though. That's crazy.
Sarah. Sometimes. Now I go to the mall.
This but is now, what I will say. I'm not shitting on Starbucks completely because I like the treat. I like the treat that is Starbucks.
Yes. That makes sense.
But TikTok, I think, has made Starbucks drinks way more intense than they need to be.
Yeah.
I think with all these customizations. Like, there's no way Starbucks staff don't hate people who do that.
Oh, yeah. I used to work at Starbucks, and the customized drinks have always been a thing, even, like, before TikTok.
Like, it's like, I want, like, what are all the customizations you can get for a Starbucks?
You can get literally anything that you want.
Any kind of milk. Iced, not iced.
Frappuccinos are really bad. Like during frappy hour, people come with like secret menu frappuccinos. And I'm like, I don't have time to make this 20 ingredient frappuccino.
So that's you what I mean go. When I said it's overdone.
You gotta go.
It's intense.
But the holiday drinks are a little bit different though, because like they don't have like 20 ingredients in them. It's
no.
Like one syrup that's meant for that holiday drink and then like a dairy product. And then it's either over ice or hot. That's it.
Right.
But with the frappuccinos, it's like, can I have a cotton candy frappuccino that has like 10,000 pumps of strawberry and like 10 other 1,000 pumps of vanilla and like half sweet and half iced and get out of here, kid.
Yeah.
Go to school.
That's too much. And I also just, yeah, I don't know how these TikTokers can afford the like Starbucks multiple times a day. That's crazy to me.
They get sponsored.
That's crazy to me. And I feel like people could also find just as good coffee at like local shops
for sure
if you could, but I'm not again I'm not someone who's, I have not like banned Starbucks because I will still get a Starbucks. I actually love Starbucks. It's a treat though. It's not,
I don't think there's any reason why you should get all those customizations if you don't have like certain allergies. Like for me, I can't drink milk or cream in my coffee because it makes me sick.
Yeah.
So like getting the coconut milk or whatever, it makes sense to me, but like you don't need to put like syrups together.
Yeah.
On a regular drink.
Two pumps of this flavor.
Two pumps of white mocha. Three pumps.
And drizzle. Dolce. And then there's cold foam. Yeah, and there's different kinds of milk.
Just stop. But like with the holiday drinks, it makes sense because like
they're so sweet though. I've never had, I'm not a latte person because they're too sweet to me.
That makes sense.
I like to actually feel like I'm drinking coffee, not just plain like pure sugar.
I think like with the holiday drinks for me, it's more like nostalgic than anything.
Okay, that's fair.
I like where I worked for Starbucks for so long and like I drank them every year and like it was this whole thing. And
if it's a nostalgic thing, I can appreciate that.
Yeah, because like are they as good? Yeah, no, I love them still. I was gonna say, are they as good as I think? I don't know, but I think, yeah.
See, I have one and I'm like, that was like a dessert to me and I'm good for a month. Like that.
No.
But I will say, enough. I almost feel like I'm more of a Starbucks person in the summer because I really like the cold refreshers. Ooh, in the summertime.
Yeah, refreshers are good.
The dragon fruit refresher. Mm. Like, I would drink those so fast because they were so good.
I used to love the hibiscus refreshers. I don't think they still have them or not, but those are also really good.
So yums.
Yeah. But yeah, the holiday drinks are a whole nother level. And like, I don't like hot coffee, but like all the holiday drinks.
You don't?
The only holiday drink that I didn't like was the gingerbread latte.
I will drink a lot. Like if someone buys me a latte, like I'll drink it. But
yeah,
it's just not one that I would order off the bat. If I'm going hot drink, what am I getting? I like flat whites. I like cappuccinos. Americanos.
Okay. Americanos are great.
Americanos.
Iced, though. Not
ooh,
hot.
Well, see, yeah. In the winter, I like a hot drink.
Can't relate.
Hot take.
Cannot relate.
What a hot take this is.
I don't like to sip my coffee. I just like to drink it fast and get it done and over with. Is that weird?
But what if you're like walking around outside in the snow and you're like looking at like Christmas lights and it's nice and chilly out, but you're nice and warm in your coat. You don't want a hot little what about hot chocolate? Do you like hot chocolate? What?
See, you know what's really funny? I find hot chocolate too sweet.
See, that's funny to me because you're the one who likes the iced that's sugar like cookie ice latte.
Yeah, that one's not sweet though.
I hear it's like pure sugar. I just need to try it.
I don't know. Maybe my sweet factor is off. I don't know. I don't know.
It could be. Who knows? We're all different in our taste, but and there's no wrong answer here.
I really like the eggnog. So iced eggnog chai latte.
That sounds yummy.
It's so good. Okay. It's basically just eggnog with caffeine in it.
Ah, not a huge eggnog fan though. Well, we're going to get more into Christmas food in the next Podmas. But that was the hot take. Really we do have time for one more hot take, though, if we want one. And one of my hot takes. So Woody is all the rage right now. Woody the talking Christmas tree in Halifax. And if you're not from Halifax, let's tell you about Woody.
Woody is this creepy ass Christmas tree that's in Micmac Mall. And he was there like throughout our whole entire childhood.
I don't remember ever seeing him.
Are you serious? Maybe, I saw him every year when I was
maybe
a child.
When I was really young, but maybe I have repressed memories. It was so terrifying.
Yeah. But like he disappeared for 15 years.
Yes.
And now they brought him back. But when they brought him back, they gave him a glow up.
They put an Instagram filter on this goddamn talking and Christmas
they
tree.
They shouldn't have done that. Because like he, when you're a child and you see a Christmas tree, it looks like an old man. It's creepy.
That's creepy. It looked like a creepy elf or something. I don't even know.
But as an adult, I liked old man Woody. He was great.
Okay. But now, what do you think of the new Woody?
I don't like it.
Do you think it's creepier?
I think it's creepy now.
Creepier than the old one, though?
Creepier, yeah, definitely.
Really? Okay, so a lot of people think this, and I don't. I actually think he's less creepy, more cute now. I'm this is my hot take. I don't think he's that. I think the old version is creepier. They're both creepy as fuck though. Like let's
yeah, be real. If you were like, if I was a child and went to see the new Woody, I'd be more creeped out than seeing old Woody.
Listen, Woody, it's gotta be hard out there for talking Christmas trees. Maybe it, maybe he was just insecure about his skin getting old and wanted some Botox and some blush. He really just made himself that Instagram filter that like smooths your skin and makes your cheeks rosy.
I don't think he had a choice in the matter. I think they're like, Woody, you gotta get a glow up or you gotta go. And he's like, fine, I'll get some Botox and I'll get a filter over my face.
Are we saying that like he's against his will being given a makeover?
I'm not saying that he's not.
I mean, we could start a free Woody campaign.
Free Woody? Also, wouldn't that be a great job to like, just be a talking Christmas tree?
That's okay. I need to know some. Okay. We got to clip this or something because someone at Micmac needs to tell me. Is someone in there talking live?
I don't know about Woody, but when I was a kid at Sunnyside Mall, they had talking polar bears, which is like the same thing, but cuter. It was like a 20-foot polar bear that you would talk to and ask it for stuff for Christmas. It was like Santa, but a polar bear. Anyways, there's people in there talking for the bears.
So there's going to be someone in Woody talking.
But
right?
With Woody, I'm not sure if it's automated or not. Because it sounds like it's automated.
I feel like it's not. Because I've seen some videos and I'm like, I feel like it is someone. And I don't go to Micmac a lot. Maybe I just got to go there and like watch and see.
I'm going to go there next weekend.
Do you want? We should take a trip to Micmac Mall.
Just for Woody, yeah.
I would love to see him in person, and I would love to know what's going on there. Someone in there talking for him. If someone's in there talking for him, do they have shifts? Like, what's going on here? Is there certain times of the day that he sleeps?
Yeah.
He's gonna sleep.
Yeah, because he's only awake from like 1 to 5 on the weekends.
Oh, he likes
and
to
then
sleep
during the week, he's only... Because, you know, he's out partying all night. He has a rough life, and like, he just... Yeah,
it's a rough life for Woody.
It's a rough life being a tree, you know? He has to like stand still all day. Anyways, this is his whole thing.
So weird.
But yeah, I think that if it was a person, wouldn't they put out job opportunities if they were bringing him back? Wouldn't they be like, hey,
well, maybe
who
they
wants
did,
to be a talking
it was,
tree?
But maybe it wasn't necessarily advertised as you're going to be Woody the talking tree. It's just like you're going to have special events duties at Micmac. That's probably what it was, right? For real, wow. I'm clipping this. If you are the voice of Woody the Talking Christmas Tree, I want to talk to you. And not necessarily publicly on the podcast, but I just want to ask you some questions.
I do too.
Well, the other thing about Woody is that he got a shout out on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Jimmy Fallon covered it and like showed a video of him and essentially was just like, oh, we know what the next... Christmas episode of Squid Game is going to be. And like that's the big thing is everyone's comparing it to Squid Game, which I love so much because it's so fucking
too.
Funny.
It makes sense.
Right? He looks like that creepy doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like now. Also, it's really interesting. He's like internationally known.
Yeah. I wonder if other places have talking Christmas trees.
Not talking Christmas trees. Like I said, Sunnyside Mall had talking polar bears in there.
Talking polar bears. Oh, so on the subject of talking animals though, I want to say it was PEI. It was either Rainbow Valley and PEI or Magic Valley in Nova Scotia. But at one of those theme parks, there was a talking cow.
A talking cow?
Named Daisy. Yeah.
I remember a talking owl.
Really? At one of those places?
But that was the one in PEI. What was the one in PEI called?
Rainbow Valley?
Yeah.
Interesting. I remember a talking cow. And I remember that was like the thing I was always most excited about when I would go. It was Daisy the talking cow.
That's so interesting. Yeah, it might have been at Rainbow Valley.
Might have been Rainbow Valley or Magic Valley, which is an even creepier place that like is abandoned now. And you can look up on YouTube and like there's people who like explore the abandoned amusement park.
That'd be so fun.
Right? I know.
Do you remember Upper Clemens Park?
Oh, yes, I do.
That's apparently abandoned now, too.
I would love
to explore that place because I heard that like it's haunted and stuff, too. So.
I could see that. I wonder if anyone's died there, like on the rides. Sarah's face dropped. But you know how it's like I've been down that rabbit hole on TikTok, the like deaths at amusement parks.
Oh yeah, me too. I love it.
Yeah, it's fucking
I mean
so
like
crazy.
It's yeah.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
likes to die on roller coasters? Let's go watch a video.
My God. Well, that's it, you guys. That's our hot takes.
Okay, well.
Hot Take Friday. We did it. That's day three.
You're welcome. I mean, goodbye. I mean, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, Merry Christmas soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in for another daily episode of Podmas, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay, can we do the Christmas food one?